This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. We are here for you. We'll take your calls and your thoughts about whatever you want to discuss. Just dial on in here toll free and join us at 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. Oh, no, we don't. Sorry. We've got Discord. I've been doing so good at that. We got Discord at discord.lrn.fm if you want to join us in a high-quality manner. And you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight in that studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So where do we start tonight, Mark? Do we start with face tattoos going mainstream, or do we start with gender-neutral pronouns and...
I want to talk about face tattoos. I'm sorry.
You've been waiting on this one. You forgot about it. I've been holding on to this one.
I have things to say as a person with some tattoos. As a matter of fact, as a person with some tattoos that I got in prison, I think about the dumbest thing you can do for your future is tattoo things on your
face. On your face?
Right. I mean, if I had to choose between a face tattoo and a heroin addiction, I'm going to... Oh, yeah. And five kids out of wedlock. I'm going to go ahead and take the heroin addiction and five kids out of wedlock rather than the face tattoo.
The story is coming from WRAL.com at Chicago Tattoo and Piercing Company, actually originally sourced from the New York Times, which has been in business in that city since 1973. The employees have a name for tattoos on the hands, neck, and face. Joel Jose Molina, the tattoo artist at the shop, says, "We call them job stoppers. Your possibilities are cut down.
Way down.
You're going to be working at the Trader Joe's putting groceries away or working that bar job. Or then again, according to the story here, you might be cutting platinum albums and performing at this year's Lollapalooza Festival."
I hope so.
Like Post Malone or broadcasting it to person. Post Malone. Or broadcasting your amazing pop star life to your 101 million Instagram followers like Justin Bieber. Both musicians have tattoos on their faces, once a taboo area to ink. Post Malone has "Stay Away" in curly script on his forehead and the words "Always" and "Tired" below each eye.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did a story on this guy. Always tired. Yeah, there's a motivating
what
thing
a winner.
An employer wants to see.
Below each eye, while Bieber has a tiny under-eye cross. Other artists with inked faces include 21 Savage. He has a knife on his forehead. Lil Xan,
I'm a tough guy. I've got a knife. I tattooed my forehead. Come on.
I got to see a picture of this guy. 21. Apparently his name is 21. The numbers 21, and then Savage is his last name. Lil Xan has the words.
Do you remember those bears that you would get like the story, like you scribble on the bear and then you can wash it off so you can write all kinds of things on the bears?
No.
This reminds me of.
When was this? The '80s?
No, it was later than that.
Nope, I wasn't buying bears later than that, Mark. I don't know about you.
I wasn't.
Okay. Lil Xan, who's another artist. I've never heard of any of these people except for Bieber. I've heard of the Bieber guy.
21 Savage. Is that a knife? It could just as easily be a cross in the middle of it. It's right in the middle of his forehead, pointing downward towards his nose.
Lil Xan has the words "Xanarchy" and "Candy." The number 1996 as well, tattooed on his face, apparently.
Is it his birth year?
I don't know.
Yeah, police agencies really love that when you just go ahead and give them your DOB right there on your body so you can't lie about it. Put your social on there, too.
Tekashi 69, who was reportedly kidnapped and beaten last month, has the number 69, a red flower, and the face of Jigsaw, the killer from the Saw movies, tattooed on his face. But marking one's face isn't limited to rappers or men or celebrities. Kat Von D, the tattoo artist and model, has a wash of blue stars trailing down her forehead and cheek. Instagram, predictably, is filled with photos. Hashtag face tattoo of people, most of them young, showing off their new face ink. For decades, tattoos in highly visible areas, especially the face, were considered...
The Kat Von D gal is attractive.
Yeah.
However, she is no more attractive because of the tattoos.
Well, some people are into tattoos and some aren't. There's probably somebody out there who says she is more attractive because of the tattoos. Personally, they don't do anything for me, but whatever. It's your face. You can do what you want with it.
It is your face, and you may do what you want with it. Don't expect me to just not have an opinion on it.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, everybody's going to have an opinion.
I feel free to have an opinion on the tattoos on your face. Look, I'll generally hold off on the tattoos that you keep above the wrist and below the neckline.
But you have an opinion about hand tattoos as well?
Yeah, okay. I do. I mean, just like the tattoo companies, I feel like they're job stoppers. That these are the... These tattoos put you in situations you would not otherwise be in, and really, it's kind of like this urge that if you let it go away, you'll be better off.
Let the urge to get a tattoo, yeah. You mean?
Generally, that's how I feel about tattoos. Mm-hmm. I have two tattoos, and I would like them gone.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't do that, though.
No, they don't
go anywhere.
You can
only cover them up, right?
You can. I wear a shirt to cover them up.
But you can get the tattoo to cover up the tattoo. But they do have laser removal these days, don't they?
They do. Then you have a scar where the tattoo was that looks generally like the tattoo.
Yeah, what's the preference?
And it's also really painful to get it. And,
really?
Yeah.
Is it more painful to get it removed than to get it put on, do you think?
Yes.
I'm not asking because you know, but...
I would guess. Yeah. But everything I've heard, yeah.
So it points out here that, again, for decades, tattoos in any visible area were considered the extreme in body art, at least in Western culture. It wasn't only members of polite society who were put off. Even among tattoo aficionados, the face was sacrosanct, a canvas of last resort when the rest of the body was covered. Over his 12-year career, said Molina, who is 34 now, says he's only done 3 face tattoos. He said 2 of them were on other tattooers, and 1 was on this gangster from Florida who sold a bunch of weed and wanted his eyelid tattooed.
Okay.
John Boy, a New York-based tattoo artist who gave Bieber his cross and who has tattooed many other celebrities, half-joked that in the past, if he spotted someone with a face tattoo, he'd, quote, walk on the other side of the street, unquote. This is a tattoo artist saying that. Indeed, once one saw a face tat and thought Aryan Brotherhood or gang member or sideshow performer, famous face tattoo wearers of
that's what people still think.
Yeah, famous face tattoo wearers of the recent past like Mike Tyson, Charles Manson, and the drug-addled skateboarder Jay Adams conformed to the stereotype of the rough character, all of which makes their current popularity more striking, or perhaps not, at a time when tattoos have become ubiquitous. And that is definitely true. I mean, if you notice... within the last, I don't know, is it the last 20 years or so that people who have sleeve tattoos on their arms, their forearms, for instance, seems like those are more common. They're more commonly being showed in the job world, in the workplace. I see cops with them, for instance, all the time.
Yeah, tattoos have agreed, and this may very well come to a point. Society may come to a point in 20 years where face tattoos don't exclude you from doing sort of mainstream work.
Bagging groceries or something like that.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, you mean like a corporate job or something?
Sure. Right.
Because it would be hard to get a job as a, you know, in the past, at like a Publix in Florida with a bunch of visible tattoos. I didn't imagine they want you checking out grandma.
I don't think anybody aspires to that, though. You can always go...
But I'm just saying, even the regular jobs were limited in the past.
Right. When it comes to a corporate job, you can put on a T-shirt.
A long-sleeve shirt.
An Oxford shirt over at the top and a tie, and you're in pretty good shape.
Right.
They can't see much of anything, so long as it's not on your hands and face. Well... There may come a time when your stockbroker has a tattoo on their face. I don't know. It seems crazy to me, but there was a time not too long ago when you would expect no doctor to ever have facial hair. So the times do change. And I can't predict what the future is going to bring us.
Does it bother you if that happens?
I don't think that it qualifies a person anymore to do something or not do something. But
I
agree.
I
think what it says about a person is they're impulsive.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a lot of
they
impulse.
Don't care.
They don't have a lot of impulse control.
Right. Or they really, really don't care what people think.
There's that. And there's a lot of jobs where you really, really do want somebody to care what other people think.
Right.
I mean, that's what it is all about.
We can continue here. You can share your thoughts. Maybe you have a face tattoo and you want to call in and tell us how it's changed your life.
Good, for bad or ugly.
Yeah, for better or for worse. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Or maybe you're in the tattoo world and you've kind of seen these trends change over
time. A family member with a face tattoo.
And you want to comment. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You can join us here on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community. Services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizen.global.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves here, bring up whatever you want. Although we're talking about face tattoos. Apparently some of the Hollywood stars, musician types, have been getting their faces tattooed recently, and, well, I think there's a legitimate concern that, as does Hollywood, so will young people, right? Because a lot of people idolize these Hollywood stars,
yeah,
these musicians, and they kind of, you know, forever they've been doing their hairstyles in the styles of the Hollywood stars, so it's not unbelievable to think that Hollywood stars with face tattoos...
Just today in America, somebody walked into some barbershop or hair salon or whatever with a magazine picture of some famous person,
right,
and I want my hair to look like that, yep, whatever that was. I couldn't tell you what that is, but yeah, sure, it makes a difference. The barbers to the stars know that they're the ones that are setting trends.
So we can talk
I'm not sure if stars get barber shop haircuts. I just use the term barber.
We can talk more about that coming up here in moments. I do want to let you know about Bitcoin.com, though, and that's where you can go to get started in the world of cryptocurrency. Which I was just in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, beautiful little Keene, the city in the southwestern corner of the state. There's a music fest that's going on downtown today, and I handed out cryptocurrency flyers all over the place promoting Bitcoin and Dash and others. And, man, I got a lot of good reception. I got a couple folks who were really appreciative that I was there. They were already into crypto, and, you know, they didn't know there was, like, a local group of crypto fanatics. So they were really excited to see that information. Go to Bitcoin.com to get the basics. If you aren't into cryptocurrency yet, it's not too late. I know that, you know, if you look at the price of a Bitcoin right now, which is over 7,000 US dollars today.
It's on a bit of a run. Is it going to go hyperbolic like it did last year?
I can't make any predictions.
I can't either.
But I hope so. I'll say that. I hope that it will. But for right now, you know, $7,000 seems like a lot of money to somebody who's taken a glance at Bitcoin. But I think we may still be on the low end of this thing.
Also, you don't have to buy a full Bitcoin.
That's true.
You can buy one millionth of a Bitcoin if you want.
You can take $20 and buy $20 with no problem.
I recommend putting enough money into crypto so that you can get a Bitcoin.
Mm.
Here's the reason. Because there's currently about 17 million Bitcoins and about 17 million millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
One of two things is going to happen. The world's going to progress to the point where every millionaire wants a Bitcoin, or none of them do. And
I think we're more likely that they're going to want it.
That's what I think. And
as long as it's still cool and still being used and still interesting.
If that's the case, do you want to have a Bitcoin at that point?
You want to be one of the people that... Yeah.
Well, you'll have be one of the people that has a Bitcoin.
Uh-huh. A whole one, yeah.
And then all the millionaires, they'll be coming to you to get one at that point.
Yeah, if you have a face tattoo, you know that may help you.
Yeah, well, there's people with face tattoos that have Bitcoin that basically can tell the rest of the world to screw off. I like my big phallus on my forehead.
Did you pay for it with Bitcoin, though? That's a really important question. Your face tattoo.
I don't have a face tattoo.
Yeah. You, the listener, who has a face tattoo, which we probably don't have anybody out there listening that has a face tattoo. But if we do, we put your call on first at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that's because right now we don't have any calls on the topic. But if you're into tattoos, if you're into maybe you're a tattoo artist or you work at a tattoo shop and you want to kind of comment on the changing norms, the changing world of tattoos. I don't know anything about it. I mean, I've known people who have tattoos, but I've never seen a thing.
You don't have a tattoo, that's right.
No. I've never...
Hold on. What's that tone?
No,
what do you mean?
I've never seen a thing that I've thought to myself, or a logo or a design or a word or something like that I've really thought, you know, I want that to be on my body for the rest of my life. I've never thought like, that's the thing. That's the thing I've been waiting to see. Nope, it's just never happened. But, you know, some people are into it, and hey, whatever floats your boat. Some people seem to be, like, addicted to them, too. Once they get one, they just keep on getting them.
Yeah.
There's something about it.
Yeah, I would agree, but...
Is it pleasurable?
To get a tattoo?
Yeah, I've heard it's painful.
I think it feels like you're acquiring something that's important, right? So whatever you're getting is important.
It's permanent. It better be.
Yeah. However, once you've got it, is it important anymore?
Hmm.
It's that achievement thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's the anticipation usually leading to achievement that is actually the fun part.
The most common comment that I hear on tattoos is either, I don't like it, I don't care about it.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to get either of those things tattooed on you? Anywhere, let alone your face.
things that people don't like or don't care about.
That you don't like or don't care about.
Oh, that you don't like. Yeah, you definitely wouldn't want that. So the story here from the New York Times talking about the face tattoo and how it's kind of happening more often now, allegedly, or at the very least, you see it happening with some Hollywood and music stars. Anna Felicity Friedman, who is a scholar that runs a website, Tattoo Historian, said that starting in the 1990s, it became common to see athletes and celebrities with tattoos. Soon, reality TV shows with titles like Best Ink and Tattoo Nightmares and magazines began covering tattoo culture, and Americans embraced body art like never before. Tattoos, as a result, began losing their renegade status, hence the creep upward, past the neckline. Quote, if you want to be transgressive, and a lot of rappers want to create a transgressive character, the last frontier is the face. Some of it is to give them a rebel-slash-criminal allure, and some of it is a more artistic or free-spirit reference. Unquote. Post Malone, who's a rapper, has offered a simpler explanation to reporters for his face tattoos. Anything to upset his mother.
Ugh.
Seems like the wrong reason to get a tattoo.
God.
But that's what you'd expect from someone who's a teenager. And I don't know how old Post Malone is, but he's acting like, you know, a child in this case. But with the notable exception of Lil Wayne and Wiz Khalifa, two heavily inked established artists, many of the hip-hop stars with face tattoos are so-called SoundCloud rappers.
Right.
Young, unknown artists who post their music on SoundCloud for free. Getting Anne Frank's portrait etched on the side of your face as the rapper and producer Arnold is Dead did is one obvious way to attract attention. Quote, a lot of kids are doing it to make themselves bigger on social media, said Travis Hardy, who's a creative director in Los Angeles working with musicians. He says it's kind of corny. Last month, he got a lightning bolt tattooed under his left eye. I don't need that, said Hardy, referring to others' quest for attention. He says this isn't for followers or comments. Although there
is the guy with the tattoo on his face.
Right, one of them.
Lightning
bolt.
Yeah. I don't do it for attention. I didn't put a tattoo where everyone's going to see it
for attention.
I am much deeper than that.
Though there is, according to the article, in fact, a thoughtfully composed shot of his tattoo on Mr. Hardy's Instagram. Quote, there's no turning back. There's no normal job or whatever. I'm going to continue to creative direct or write treatments for music videos or stage design. I'm not going to turn around. This served as a stamp. I believe in myself. Unquote.
Oh, I see. So that's shutting the door?
Yeah. You know, I can respect that.
I can see... What? Okay, so great generals in the past would often march their troops over bridges and then set the bridges on fire. Yes, they're going to fight a little harder.
Yep.
I'm willing to let that one go. Yes. All right. You win. That's a good enough explanation.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, we've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And don't forget, it's all brought to you by bitcoin.com. So get on over there and learn more about cryptocurrency at bitcoin.com. Again, toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You don't have to talk about tattoos. You can bring up anything.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Arizona Senator John McCain will be laid to rest on Sunday after hundreds of people attended his funeral. It seems President Trump was on the mind of a few of the mourners there. Former President Barack Obama talked of the need to return to civility, speaking of small, mean, and petty politics that he termed trafficking in bombast.
It's a politics that pretends to be brave and tough, but in fact is born of fear. John called on us to be bigger than that.
And the rebuke from McCain's daughter, Megan, was more direct.
The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again because America was always great.
The president stayed away from the funeral after being asked by the family not to attend. He instead went to his nearby golf course in Virginia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, dial in, toll free if you want. You may take control of the airwaves. On the way here tonight, the first or the largest city in the United States that doesn't have a daily newspaper anymore. We'll tell you what it is and what's going on with that. Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight. Zencash is now known as Horizon, Horizen.global is their website. It's a privacy platform. It's more than just a cryptocurrency. And Zen is a great crypto, and it's still called Zen, the crypto aspect of it, Z-E-N. But it's also a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. They've got more nodes, secure nodes and super nodes, as they're called, in their system than Bitcoin has full nodes in its system. That means that Zencash is even more of a secure network than Bitcoin because they can't be stopped. They can't be taken down.
It has aspects of it that are more secure. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly an important aspect. It's basically impenetrable as far as government takedown is concerned. So go to horizon.global. You can learn more about that. They also enable real-life uses beyond just cryptocurrency, like the ability to chat privately with other people. That's already in the Horizon system. And on the, the Horizon, they'll be enabling you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon is bringing privacy to life. They've got some pretty cool ideas that are coming up in the future with Horizon. Go to horizon.global to learn more. Horizen.global. As we go to the phones, to the fun, we've been talking about face tattoos. And if you've got an opinion, and I imagine some people do, our phones are open to you. Of course, you can bring up anything. Dodger is on the line to start things out here in Michigan. Listening online. Go ahead, Dodger.
Yes, I just kind of wanted to bring a couple perspectives to tattoos in general. Sure. First off, there's myself. I'm Mark.
Sorry to bug you for just one quick second here. Can you back off your phone? I don't know if it's our board up that's got you cranked up too much, but we can probably fix it that way. You're just a little bit too loud. It's not your fault.
Okay. Is this better?
That's better. Thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. I just want to bring in a couple perspectives. As somebody that, like Mark, I have two tattoos, although mine were acquired differently. I want more.
What is it about them that is so attractive? Why do you want more?
Well, I guess kind of the way that somebody wears a certain fashion or, you know, it's just something that I want. Now, I would never dream of getting one on my face or my neck, but I do plan on eventually having my right arm that already has a tattoo to be a sleeve. And in case the listeners don't know, that's where essentially you have tattoos going all the way down your arm.
Correct.
Now, I would never have a tattoo to where if I am wearing, essentially if I were going to church with a long sleeve shirt and a long pair of pants, I don't want anybody to be able to recognize them.
Now, are you are you a religious man? Are you Christian?
If you look at Levitical law, I guess just me having those two tattoos goes against it.
I was going to ask if is there a different interpretation of the Bible that says that, you know, the body is not, where it says the body's your temple and you're not supposed to mess it up or whatever. I don't know what the actual
phrase is. It just sounds like a bunch of conservative tripe. I mean,
really, not true? It doesn't say that?
No, there's no crap in the Bible about... if Jesus doesn't want to let me into heaven for a tattoo, Jesus ought to be really specific in his holy book.
Yeah. Okay, but it does say something about your body's a temple and you're not supposed to mess it up, right? Like,
I'm a believer, not a follower. So, I mean, I believe in the good teachings of Jesus. You know, I believe, you know, turn the other cheek.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I believe in a lot of that stuff. But when it comes to my religion, no, I don't follow it very closely. I really can't with the work I'm in. Now, having said that, my stepdad growing up had gotten into and this is where it's kind of going into the face tattoos. He got into a motorcycle accident where it made it appear underneath his eyes that he had two teardrops. And I guess in some motorcycle gangs, that's supposed to be like a sign of pride. They weren't actually tattoos. They were.
I thought the teardrop was a sign that you've killed somebody.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be like, and so he got a lot of respect, and he actually had to correct people and say, I ain't killed anybody. That was from a
They're scars.
Yeah, they're scars.
Yeah.
Now, having said that, this isn't a face tattoo, but, I have an ex-sister-in-law that had a boyfriend, and to my knowledge, he has not been able to hold down any sort of serious job because he has the word thug, T-H-U-G, thug, tattooed in giant letters on his neck, like a turtleneck can't hide it. And he hasn't been able to hold down any type of serious job. So
why did he get that one? Do you happen to know the story?
No, I don't. I really didn't care because
I mean,
he
you must
like
be
thug.
Either wasted, you know, just totally S-face drunk, and with some really bad influence kind of buddies, and or you're like trying to join a gang and it's a gang initiation. Like, why else would you get thug tattooed on your neck?
I have no idea. But
the same reason rappers do.
I can tell you.
This isn't a rapper.
As somebody that works in the hospitality business and in charge of recruiting and hiring people,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I really don't care if somebody has tattoos on their arms as long as they're not.
You see that all the time in hospitality. You see it all the time.
Not today, but 20 years ago you might have.
Wait, not today?
He does not care today.
Oh, no, right.
But
I'm saying you see
it
all the time.
He might have.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Actually, 20 years ago, I didn't care either. It was if it was offensive, just cover it up, you know, because I've known many people. Now, having said that, I said that I was sharing some other perspectives. I also know somebody that has some beautiful art on his face.
Really?
And it's Well, I mean, it's what's referred to as tribal. I'd never get a tribal tattoo, but I mean, it's beautiful. But he's a tattoo artist.
Yeah.
And he makes damn good money being a tattoo artist. So it's really that there's no one, I guess, solution or one fix. Oh, this will get you a job. This will exclude you from a job type of thing. It all has to do with the type of job that you're doing. Although the guy with the word thug tattooed to his neck, his prospects aren't probably very good.
No, I don't imagine so. Dodger, thanks for sharing your call and thoughts with us tonight here. I appreciate it. Let's go to Michael. He's on the line in Virginia listening to WNIS. By the way, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE if you want to join us on the radio. It's Ian and Mark on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, the last caller, his name was Dodger. Is that what
you're saying? Right, yep.
Yeah, well, Dodger is as typical of the so-called Christians who adore Donald Trump as anybody could be.
How do you get anything out of his call? How can you extrapolate anything about him being a Trump-loving person? I mean, he didn't say anything political.
First of all, God commands that you understand that he owns your body.
And that's what that verse is about.
When he tells you, you are not to market or allow any man to market, he means exactly what he says.
Now,
would you look this up, Mark?
Yeah, it's talking about sexual immorality.
Do we know it.
Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. Did you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit?
No,
whole temple
I'm not talking
thing?
About that. I'm not
I
talking
understand.
About that
You're talking
verse.
About Leviticus. That's a bunch of rules for Jews.
No, it's not a bunch of rules for
All
Jews.
Right. What's the tattoo? Wait. Michael, are you saying that that's not the anti-tattooing section of the Bible, that there's a different anti-tattooing section?
Well, let me go to my point.
No, we'll let you get to that here in a moment. I want to know what you're talking about, because you're acting like, I didn't know that you were a Christian, Michael. It seems like he's really knowledgeable on the subject, so I want to know, what is the section of the Bible that is anti-tattooing? Because I agree with you, Mark, that sounds like it's talking about sex.
It's pretty clear.
Not doing other things to your body. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, if you want to join us, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. Save ATPurse.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. And bring up whatever you want. We're talking tattoos, face tattoos. Apparently, becoming less prohibited, more accepted, or at the very least, it's inching into that world of Hollywood celebrity types getting face tattoos, which in a lot of cases is probably going to result in Me Too behavior. Monkey see, monkey do. People do what the Hollywood celebrities do. That's kind of always been a thing as long as I've been alive here in the United States. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So you want to comment on this in general, sort of tattoos and how society has progressed towards becoming more accepting. Maybe you have some pretty visible tattoos and you want to comment on how that's affected your life. One guy in this article here from the New York Times claims his life's better now that he has a face tattoo. We'll get into a little bit more of the story here, your calls and thoughts. Also, welcome. Michael in Virginia has called in listening to WNIS. And, Michael, you brought up the Bible, and you're saying that face tattoos are against God?
Well, greetings once again from Virginia Beach. Yes, any kind of body marking produced by a human to identify themselves as some kind of unique being, that is against the law of God and the law of Jesus Christ as outlined in the book of Revelation.
In Revelation. Okay. Now, I'm not a biblical scholar. I've never read the thing all the way through, but Mark, you have read the Bible all the way through more than once, I believe.
I can only presume he's talking about the Mark of the Beast. I don't know.
So you don't recall what he's referring to?
No. Whenever I hear about tattoos, I always hear about Leviticus 19 something. Yeah.
Okay. And was that the one that you just read? The Leviticus?
No, it wasn't. That was Corinthians. That was New Testament.
You read something about the body being a temple, but that seemed to be only in relation to sexual activity.
Right.
So what is this? You know, I don't like it when people read the Bible on the air, Michael, but I mean, can you give us any kind of direction as far as where in Revelations somebody might find a prohibition on tattooing?
Well, that was really just a prefatory remark.
All right. What's your main remark?
To say this, that the same kind of Christians who do that, who ignore That prohibition, clearly outlined in both the Old Testament and New Testament, the same kind of Trump-worshipping Christian that does that with no conscience also does with no conscience this, completely ignores what the Bible says when it says that the borrower is servant of the lender. Now, most of these Christians who voted 98% for Trump have ignored that.
That can't be true.
Because they don't want to know how much Donald Trump owes the Russian oligarchs, the Russian mafia, and Russian intelligence, who have poured hundreds of millions of dollars into his coffers over the past two decades.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring up the $22 trillion the United States is in debt to places like China and the world bankers and that sort of thing.
Thanks for the call, Michael. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, that guy definitely seems to have an axe to grind in this particular case. I mean, he managed to to somehow manipulate the topic of face tattoos into a comment on Trumpers.
The part that is amusing about that is this is called Free Talk Live.
Yeah, sure.
You don't need to make some dumb segue.
No, you don't. You don't.
In order to talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. So, go ahead. Talk about what you want to talk about.
Let's go to Andrew in New Jersey. He's listening to WPG. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name is Andrew. I just wanted to... put my perspective on this. The Bible is a book, and tattoos are a separate issue. The tattoos are about the individual. The Bible was written by man. God inspired the Bible, but tattoos are all about whoever owns them, and if you want to have them all over your body, have at it.
Yeah, sure.
God's not going to be angry at you.
Now, is this based on your interpretation of the Bible? Because the last guy seems to think that it's a violation of the Bible. Mark disagrees.
I was raised Catholic. I have studied the Bible. My interpretation of it is that the extra rules and stuff that pop up in the Old Testament are not followed all the way. So
are not what all the way?
I'm a little bit
followed.
I'm a little bit confused about.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with your phone. It sounds like it's, I apologize, but it sounds like you're kind of all over the place. I'm not sure if you're changing the position on your phone or something.
I apologize.
That's better.
I don't see any purpose in picking out certain items of the Bible, but including other ones. And if you're going to commit here to certain areas of the Bible, adhere to all of it.
Which is hard to do because it's all, you know, open to, a lot of it's open to interpretation.
By the time Jesus rolled around, it was out of fashion for people, you know, Jews to have multiple wives, but that certainly wasn't the case in Abraham's time. The Bible is a book that spans over many, many hundreds of years, and,
Times change.
To use it as this this method of keeping men's haircuts short and women's heads covered and tattoos off our bodies and God knows what else, that's not what the Bible's talking about. Look, the central premise of the Bible is that Jesus is the Son of God. You're supposed to have a relationship with him. If so, he can get past that whole sin thing that God, that whole fixation on sin that's God's got, and that's it. That's the whole thing. If it's a sin to get a tattoo, fine. added to my stack.
Thank you, Andrew, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you as we continue. We got John in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So has these millennials that are getting the tattoos thought what they're going to look like when they're in their 60s?
Yeah, I've seen people in their 70s with tattoos. And
but with a face tattoo.
They don't look, and they don't look good. I mean,
it's a green glob.
Well, instead of investing in Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, invest in businesses like tattoo removal businesses.
Right. Yeah, that's a great point.
Because after a while, you know, they look great on the 28-year-old hard-bodied waitress behind the bar at lunch, but when she's 57, the tattoo's probably not going to look as good as it once did.
That's a great point. Skin is going to get a little stretched. It's going to get a little old, get a little spotted or whatever.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That was my point.
Good point, John.
Enjoy yourself.
Thanks for sharing. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Back to the story here from WRAL.com. John Boy is the tattoo artist here. He did a tattoo on a guy's face, which is very, very small, and just so it could be mistaken for a birthmark, for instance, or go unnoticed. Harder to miss, however, is the tattoo that Kerwin Frost, member of the Spaghetti Boys DJ Collective, has on his face, a realistic pencil that runs the entire length of his right cheek. Reactions to the pencil have been all over the map, said Frost. Quote, some people scream at me, he said. Some people also get super angry because life is working out for me right now. So it's, what can I call out? A lot of people really love it and ask me if I draw. He says he has no regrets. Quote, it's honestly almost made my life better having it. Not going to lie. So if it almost made your life better, that means it didn't really make your life better, right?
Well, I mean, he's going to be talking about pencils a lot, and that's not what I'm interested in doing. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
If at some point he wants the tattoo gone, and this is another artist, as Gucci Mane appears to have done, erasing the ice cream cone tattoo off his face, laser removal technology has become better and more affordable. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us here. Coming up, we can take your calls about anything that's on your mind. Plus, a major city in the United States is now the largest U.S. city without a daily print newspaper. We'll tell you which city and what's going on there. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us. Hour number two is next. We've got plenty of time for you and your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.